God and we praise him for our being here. How many know it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. I got one scripture here I want you to get for me, because we always say God ain't going to put more on us than we can bear. I want you to stop saying that, because you don't have exactly the words to back that up. Now, the Lord's going to be there to take you out of the trouble.
Yes, he will.
But, you know, we done heard it. My mama used to say that.
That's right.
Everybody you hear say the same thing over and over. God ain't going to let you bear too much. He going to bring you out of it. But that ain't what God's talking about. He ain't going to put too much on you that you can't bear. So we need to stop quoting that out of text.
That's right.
We are to be people that are learned people.
That's right. Come on.
And when you learn, you try to do things right, the right way. Because I was looking at the Tide envelopes in there, and my grandson spelled Tide, T-I-D-T-H. I don't know where he's getting the D from. But it's T-I-T-H-E-S. Somebody say amen. You know, sometimes we hear things, he might be picking up on the D, but it's not the way it's spelled. So some things are pronounced a certain way, but you don't spell it that way. Somebody say amen. And he don't mind me correcting him. He's an exemplary child. He's above average. Because you're above average, you still can be corrected. I'm proud of these young people. Marion made the medium marker. Very proud of him. If he could do that good, he ought to be exemplary next year. There's no failure in God. The failure is in you. If a parent will allow their children to sit up in church and talk to them while the word is going on, there's something wrong with that mama. You wouldn't talk to me. I'd pop you. Can't you hear the word going on? See, the devil trying to take you away from the word as being the parent. Hallelujah. But let's look at this here in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the 13th verse. Okay, someone have it begin reading for me.
There have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful.
Let me tell you something. Everything that come your way is common. It's nothing strange. Somebody you know of that have been where you are now. So don't think that you're going through something that nobody else has ever went through.
Temptation
is temptation, regardless of what form it come in. But God is faithful. He's faithful. Even if the enemy got you where you want to take a drink, you don't have to take a drink. That temptation been around a long time. I got a sister down in Greenwood, a backslider that used to be with me years ago when my children were growing up and they played together and everything. And she got grown and left the church. She's back now. And the other day I was telling her, I say, ooh, girl, your donkey shoulders done got big. And, you know, I was just talking. And she looked around, pulling on her dress, trying to pull her dress down. And it was high stuck. I said, the next question I asked her, I said, have you stopped drinking and smoking? She said, oh, see, I don't do that no more. I gave it all up. I said, that's the reason you're putting on that weight.
That's right.
the cigarettes and the alcohol is gone. So what you're doing, the enemy got you craving food now. But you'll overcome that after a while. Hallelujah. See, God will take it from you. If you give him time. Hallelujah. When you don't have a habit so many years, you just don't walk away from it like that. Now, some people can walk away. I walked away from it. But I had a struggle, honey. A great struggle. A battle. My husband said he used to ride in the car with me just like their car on fire. He'd have to turn, let down the windows because it's just like smoke don't feel that. I'm just taking one cigarette after another. A chain smoker. Two packs a day. But God delivered me. It wasn't easy. God will take those things from you if you depend on him. That's what's wrong with you, ain't depending on him. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful. You see that? He's faithful. Uh-huh.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able.
Uh-huh.
But will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
The Lord will make a way for you to escape it. Stop saying that God ain't gonna put too much on you than you can bear. He will be there for you. He will take you through that. Hallelujah. He will take you through it. These are common things. He take pleasure in taking you through this. Helping you to bear it. Hallelujah. He'll be there for you. Stop saying all that old off-the-wall talk. Let's get down to scripture. Let's start training people right. I'm guilty of it myself. But I said, Lord, I got to do something about me. So let's get it right. Let's get it right. God will help you to bear anything. Sometimes this is on you so that you can draw closer to God. So God can push you, allow this temptation to push you up against the wall and you come back out fighting. The devil wants you to take a drink. No, I ain't going to drink. Be like I used to do. Urge, come on, we used to have an anointed magazine. And we ate up the magazine. Ate the hands out of it. Every month we get one. And I ate the hands all up. And then when it get on me so bad, then I eat another piece. Chewing it like it was chewing gum. It was on me bad. And I wanted to get that monkey off my back. But I chewed it long enough, it left. See, you got to stop saying things that are not scripture. God will be there to help you bear it. He going to help you bear it. That means he's going to give you a way to escape it. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord thank you. Now y'all like me for that, don't you? Somebody say amen. Let's go into the book of Deuteronomy. 8. Now I'm going to be preaching about something today that some of you don't like to hear. I'm going to be talking about your pocketbook. God know what you got in it. If he allow me, I'll know what you got in it. Barry was a young man growing up in the church. On Friday night, we had behind this night. Barry would leave his pocketbook at home. Because he knew I knew what was in that pocketbook.